Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. There's our school bell ringing, so you know it's time to go get your Bibles. And this time be turning it to the book of Micah. And we're going to begin in Micah chapter 3. We're in a series on the missionary message of the Bible and how that message is proclaimed forth by the old prophets of the Old Testament, and particularly now among these minor prophets. And we're looking at the prophecies of Micah. And last class period, we talked about the sermon that Micah preached in Micah chapters 1 and 2 about the consequences of sin and the coming of the Lord's judgment against people for their sin, Jerusalem and Samaria. But it ends with a hope where God is going to gather his remnant with all of his people, and how those things are ultimately fulfilled in Christ and his church. Now today, we're going to go look at the second sermon of Micah, and Micah chapter 3 and 4, which is a sermon that if I were to give a sermon title to this, I would call it The Mountain of Hope. Well, we'll see as we get to that in just a moment. As you're turning in your Bibles to Micah chapter 3, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so now, hopefully you're ready to get into this sermon that Micah preached on the Mountain of Hope. It begins in Micah chapter 3 and verse 1, talking about the corrupt princes and priests and prophets. Here's what Micah has to say. And I said, "Hear, I pray you, O ye heads of Jacob, and ye rulers of the house of Israel, it is not for you to know justice, ye who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh off their bones, who also do eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them and break their bones and chop them in pieces as for the pot and as flesh within the cauldron. Then shall they cry unto Jehovah, but he will not answer them. Yea, he will hide his face from them at that time, according as they have wrought evil in their doings." Micah chapter 3 and verse 5. Thus saith Jehovah concerning the prophets that make my people err, and that bite with their teeth, and cry peace, and whoso putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. Therefore it shall be nigh unto you, that ye shall have no vision, and it shall be dark unto you, and ye shall not divine. And the sun shall go down upon the prophets, and the day will be black over them. And the seers shall be put to shame, and the diviners confounded, yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there's no answer of God. But as for me, I am full of the power by the Spirit of Jehovah, and of the judgment and of the might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel their sin. Micah chapter 3 and verse 9. Hear this, I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob, and ye rulers of the house of Israel, that abhor justice and pervert all equity. They build up Zion with blood, and Jerusalem with iniquity. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet they lean upon Jehovah and say, "Is not Jehovah in the midst of us? No evil shall come upon us." Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house of the high place a forest. And then we come to this prophecy of the coming of the rain of the Lord. And this is why I would call this sermon a sermon on the mountain of hope. It says in Micah chapter 4 and verse 1, "But in the latter days it shall come to pass that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. And many nations shall go and say, 'Come ye, let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us his ways, and we'll walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. And he'll judge between many peoples, and will decide concerning strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of Jehovah of hosts hath spoken it. For all the peoples walk every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of Jehovah our God forever and ever. In that day, saith Jehovah, will I assemble that which is lame, and I will gather that which is driven away, and that which I have afflicted, and I will make that which was lame a remnant, and that which was cast far off a strong nation. And Jehovah will reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth forever. And thou, O tower of the flock of the hill of the daughter of Zion, unto thee it shall come, yea, the former dominion shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem." Those are prophetic words. And when we read about a mountain in the prophets in words like these, in this kind of language, we're talking about a kingdom. The mountain of the Lord's house is the government and the reign and the kingdom of God. It would come to pass that these things would be established in Jerusalem, and it's from Jerusalem that the gospel would go forth. The teaching we read about here in Micah is the teaching of the gospel, and the peoples here are all the nations to which the gospel would come. And so Micah is bringing that missionary message in these words, that the gospel is to go forth into all the world. But returning to Micah's sermon, we read about the trial through which these people must pass, beginning in Micah chapter 4 and verse 9, and I'm going to go on down to chapter 5 and verse 1. And here we read, "Now why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished, that the pains have taken hold on thee as of a woman in travail, being in labor and pain and labor to bring forth? O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail, for now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and shall dwell in the field, and shall come even unto Babylon. There shalt thou be rescued. There will Jehovah redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. And now many nations are assembled against thee that say, 'Let her be defiled, and let our eye see our desire upon Zion.' But they know not the thoughts of Jehovah, neither understand they his counsel, for he hath gathered them as the sheaves to the threshing floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thy horn iron, I will make thy hooves brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many peoples. And I will devote their gain unto Jehovah, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth. Now shalt thou gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek." And so their trials will come. And as he told them, they'll go into Babylon, but they shall return. Let's continue on with this sermon. We're going to read now about the coming of the Messiah in Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, which art little to be among the thousands of Judah, out of thee shall come forth unto me he that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. Therefore he will give them up until the time that she who travail hath brought forth. Then the residue of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel, and he shall stand and shall feed his flock in the strength of Jehovah, in the majesty of the name of Jehovah his God, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. As we said in an earlier class period, the old scribes and Pharisees and the priests that read these words knew that they were messianic in their prophecy, and they looked for that Messiah to come out of Bethlehem. And so when those wise men came seeking him, and Herod had those scribes read to him the prophecy of whence that child king would be born, they read to him these very words from the book of Micah. And now we're going to conclude this sermon by hearing about the judgment of Israel's enemies. Micah chapter 5, beginning in verse 5. And this man shall be our peace, when the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our places, then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principled men, and they shall waste the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod in the entrances thereof. And he shall deliver us from the Assyrian when he cometh into our land, when he treadeth within our border. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples, as dew from Jehovah, as showers upon the grass, that tarry not for man, nor wait for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the nations, in the midst of many peoples, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of the sheep, who, if he go through, treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and there is none to deliver. Let thy hand be lifted up above thine adversaries, and let all thine enemies be cut off. Micah chapter 5 and verse 10. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith Jehovah, that I will cut off thy hopes out of the midst of thee, and will destroy thy chariots, and I will cut off the cities of the land, and will throw down all thy strongholds, and I will cut off witchcrafts out of thy hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers, and I will cut off thy graven images and thy pillars out of the midst of thee, and thou shalt no more worship the work of thy hands, and I will pluck out thine Asherim out of the midst of thee, and I will destroy thy cities, and I will execute vengeance in anger and wrath upon the nations which hearken not. It is interesting how when we look at history, we see that all these things came to pass, just as Micah the prophet had said. Indeed, the Assyrian would come through the land, and he would come right up unto the gates of Jerusalem, but he would not prevail, and that king of Assyria, Sennacherib, will lose his army before that great battle, and he will go home in shame, and there he will be killed by his own sons. And after that they go into Babylonian captivity, and after God's people are scattered among the nations of the earth, then that Messiah will come, and that gospel will be preached into all of the world, as Micah had said. And so all these things came to pass, exactly as the prophet said. We'll continue with this in our next class, studying this last and final sermon from the book of Micah, that I would entitle The Lord's Plea, beginning in Micah 6 and verse 1, where he says, Hear ye now what Jehovah saith. And there we'll read these beautiful words of hope at the end about the forgiveness of sins.